we knew going in, as I mentioned to you the week prior, that St. James was a great team, and honestly, we thought they were the favorite. Now, in terms of sectionals, they had a lot of higher seed. There were 8 or 9 guys at sectionals qualified for state, whereas we had 14 at sectionals, and 5 of those gentlemen that scored a lot of points at sectionals, they didn't make it to state, so we were without those. But getting back to the state tournament, the first round, we had 6 wrestlers out of our 9 to win, and all 6 won by pin, which is more points. So we were tickled. We had 24 points after the first round. St. James had 25.5. They had 8 wrestlers wrestling the first round because one was injured. And all 8 of theirs won. So going 8 for 8 is just unheard of in my mind. And we were 6 of 9, but all 6 with pins, which got us some additional points. So we were pleased. The second round, they had 4 to go to the finals, which is big points. You get up to 14 points. And that we call that the money round. You just big points for your team. And we had 3 to get to the finals. So they took a little lead there, and they continue to have guys come through the consolation bracket. So, honestly, Friday night, we pretty much knew that unless they faltered and we won every match by pin, it was going to be difficult, getting back to your question.
Yep.
Saturday morning, after they rolled off a few victories in the third and fourth place match to finish third, they pretty much had secured it. But like you said, our guys didn't quit. Josh and Jesse ended up being state champions. Kenan has had a fabulous year, finished second. He was 46-6 on the year. And Drew Baker and BJ Thomas both won their match and finished third. So on Saturday, we were 4-5, and I couldn't be more pleased. When it gets to that stage, you got more nerves, and the boys are, you know, there's a lot of people in the arena, and I'm there to be commended. They stepped up and 4-5-1, and you know, I was proud of the way the effort and the way we fought.